With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. I'll bet you've got one or two of these laying around somewhere. The Old Farmer's Almanac. It's one of the traditional signs that the year is coming to an end when the latest edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac hits the store shelves. Ken Gilbride with the Almanac says, while much has changed since they found it in 1792, many of the key principles of weather, gardening, and trivia remain the same. And it's one of his favorite reoccurring segment focuses, specifically on the American farmer.
We interview a number of farmers from around the country and ask them like what it takes to be a farmer in their area, those kinds of things. And then, you know, just really trying to get to know the farmers who are growing our food, which is immensely important now more than ever, I think.
And Kilbride says the Old Farmer's Almanac is a connection to a much simpler time.
The almanac has a lot of the traditional values of homesteading and farming and gardening that are still really important and are really important now. So it has all of that. And then it also has lots of new information that you don't find on our website and that you can't find in a package like this anywhere else. So it's got a little bit of the old, it's got a little bit of the new.
Visit almanac.com to learn more. I'm Rick Worthington. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. If you missed any portion of our program, you can find it online at aginfo.net. You can also find us on Facebook.